The new film 1917 is set in the trenches of World War I. Two young British soldiers, Lance Corporals Blake and Schofield, played by Dean Charles Chapman and George MacKay, are assigned a terrifying mission. Their general orders them to leave the trenches and sneak past enemy lines. Their job is to deliver a message to a British colonel who is planning an attack against the Germans that is doomed to fail.
Deliver this to Colonel Mackenzie. It is a direct order to call off tomorrow morning's attack. If you don't, it will be a massacre. We will lose two battalions.
Throughout the film, the camera seems to follow Blake and Schofield continuously in one single shot, never giving the viewer a chance to look away from the danger ahead. That was a deliberate choice of the writer-director, Sam Mendes, but it required the technical mastery possessed by my next two guests. Cinematographer Roger Deakins, welcome.
Okay, pleasure.
And Lee Smith, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
This film was not shot all in one take, but it certainly does feel like it. Roger Deakins, start with you. How in the world did you make this movie?
Well, we had a long prep process, Sam and I, just discussing the style, the feel of it, and then months of rehearsals with the actors to really figure out what each shot was. So, you know, you break it down and it sort of like gradually kind of gets worked out.
And what about the lighting? Because, you know, it's supposed to take place over the course of a single day. But in fact, probably the lighting changed all the time and it was mostly done outside.
Well, that was the hardest thing of the day, exteriors. You can't light because you're basically doing 360 degrees. But also, I mean, just in terms of the mood of the piece and, you know, technically matching from one shot to another, we had to shoot in cloud. So that was a bit of an anxious moment on the first day of the shoot when there wasn't a cloud in the sky and we couldn't shoot anything. That was a bit anxious.
So what did you do?
Well, we rehearsed a lot. And then the second day we got a lovely cloud cover and we shot 2 days' work in one day. So that's how it went during the shoot. If the sun was out, we wouldn't shoot. We'd rehearse and rehearse and just wait. And a lot of time was spent watching the sky, waiting for a cloud to come along that was long enough that we could do a shot under.
Huh. Well, I want to play some sound from a scene when one of the main characters, Schofield, who's played by the actor George MacKay, is sprinting through the darkness through a French village, and German soldiers are firing at him as he weaves through the buildings. You know, I white-knuckled my way through this entire film because I think as an audience member, you're kind of moving through the trenches and the battlefield almost like eye level of the actors as they move in forward motion through the scene. Using this technique, I mean, how do you think it heightens the experience for the audience, Richard Deakins?
Well, I think it's a very particular story. It takes place in real time and you're with these two characters for the whole time. And you want the audience to experience what they're experiencing and see what they see. You know, at no time does the camera see something that the characters don't see.
How did the actors respond?
They kind of loved it because, I mean, there was a lot of technical work just working out their moves in relationship to the camera. But once they got that down, they could get into the character. They could actually be that character for 8 minutes, knowing that there wasn't going to be a cut. You know, I think they really enjoyed it.
Well, Lee Smith, let's bring you in because you're the editor of this film, which means it's your job to take those 8 minute scenes and then put them together to make it all look like it's one shot. How are you able to do that?
Well, there was a lot of, as Roger was saying, there was a huge amount of preparation and rehearsal went into this making of this film. So all of these, let's call them transitions, were well and truly thought about and then executed on the set. So, you know, my job was not just to put the two shots together, which I had to do in a big hurry, because each choice informed how the setup was for the next shot. Really, it was about checking performance, talking to Sam on a daily basis, checking pacing, rhythms, the accumulative effect as you start putting the film together.
But how did you find those transitions? As I watched the film, there's only one time when you fade to black where you can tell there's some sort of shift. But otherwise, you really can't tell. What techniques did you use to move from take to take?
Black magic.
You can't tell us. The magician never
Dark
tells.
Dark arts. I think editing's called the invisible art, right?
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. But again, it's these were highly planned. They came to us from the set with all the best intention in the world. So really, you could only do this film with that level of pre-production and thought, because if the light doesn't match, if the continuity's not right on the actors, even if the performances are not matching, if you don't have a director who's got the entire film in his head, for example, it just would have been a rolling disaster.
Right. Did you ever worry that if you didn't pull it off exactly right, that the technique would be a distraction and maybe even, you know, could be seen as something of a gimmick?
I was more worried about the accumulative pacing issues as far as really you're building the film in a linear sense. And Sam and I had discussed this at great length before, saying you don't have traditional post-production techniques that I can apply to the movie. It has to be on a daily basis. You literally have to make this film day by day. And if there's a problem, then it's my job to talk to Sam and say, you know, something's not right.
Well, here's another scene from the film. Blake and Schofield are watching in the distance three planes that are in a dogfight, not far actually from where they're standing.
Who's winning?
Us, I think. 2-1-1.
They got him.
And you can hear the plane slowly getting closer and closer. It eventually crashes at their feet. I will not say what happens after that, but just, you know, walk me through what it took to pull off an effect like that using this method of filmmaking.
Obviously, this is a combination of elements that are filmed separately and then composited together, you know. Whether it's digital effects or mechanical effects, you're using all the state-of-the-art techniques that are available to you.
Yeah, that was an interestingly complex sequence, even though it looks easy. It was all mapped out and shot, and as Roger's saying, the planes were put in later, and there were separate elements that went into that, both live action and CGI. After the thing was shot, we were moving those planes around to exactly match eye lines and speed and on all that sort of thing. So hopefully it looks effortless, but there was a lot of energy went into that and just a lot of precision.
You know, we have been talking about the technical side of making this film, but its heart is a story about two scared young men trying to cross an absolutely terrifying scene in World War One. The director, Sam Mendes, dedicated this film to his grandfather, who was a messenger in that war. And, you know, this story was loosely based on the stories that he heard from his grandfather over the years. Talk to me about the human side of this story. And Roger, let's start with you.
I think that the strength of the film is that it's not a history lesson, that it is this personal story about these two characters in this, like, appalling situation. And you think about those young guys that left Britain to go to fight on the continent. Most of them were sort of country boys that had never been abroad before. So, you know, it must have been all that more terrifying to be sort of in such a different world, you know.
Lee, was it important to you to get this film just right for that reason?
Yeah, I think, you know, whenever you're dealing with a war story, you know, you have to show respect. A lot of people lost their lives. And I think, you know, with all of the detail that went into the making of this film, you know, from the production design, you know, to the dialogue, keeping a sense of reality, I think, was incredibly important. And in the end, it's a story of bravery and doing the right thing and trying to save 1,600 men from slaughter. So in the end, it's just a very simple story.
That's editor Lee Smith and cinematographer Roger Deakins. The film is 1917, and it is a feat. Thank you both very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
And if you want to see more, we've got the trailer at hereandnow.org.